אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך א', חלק ג'.
We are reading Tess.
אנחנו נמצאים בפרק ג', דברי הארי.
Chapter 3, item 2.
בבקשה.
Yes, please.
דברי הארי, עוד ב', כותרת. בעולם הבריאה מאיר...
The world of בריאה shines by clothing the level of בינה and החוכמה is hidden there.
אבל כדי להאיר בבריאה,
but in order to shine in בריאה, חוכמה must be clothed in בינה through those two, when the light of אין סוף clothes within them, it shines in בריאה. This is the meaning of the screen between Atzilut and בריאה. For this screen extends from בינה, where Chokhma is closed so as to shine in Bria. Again, the world of Bria shines by clothing the level of Bina, and Chokhma is hidden there.
But
in order to shine in Bria, Chokhma must be clothed in Bina. Through those two, when the light of Ein Sof clothes within them, it shines in Bria. This is the meaning of the screen between Atzilut and Bria. For this screen extends from Bina, where Chokhma is clothed so as to shine in Bria.
So Ein Sof, first of all, clothes from Keter to the Sphira of Chokhmah, that's what's clothed in the light of Chokhmah, then it keeps going to Bina, clothes in the light of Bina, and in that way it can shine. That's what he wants to say. Below, we don't have any. Because there really isn't anything to add, everything's clear from the Ari's words. So number three.
Item 3. The world of Yetzirah shines by clothing in the level of Tiferet and Bina, and Bina is also hidden there. In the world of Asiyah, it shines by clothing in the level of Malchut, and Tiferet becomes hidden there too. In order to shine in Yetzirah, it adds one more screen and clothing by Bina, also clothing in Tiferet. After that, Ein Sof shines in Yetzirah through Tiferet. In order to shine in Asiyah, it adds another screen and clothing. It means that Tiferet also clothes in Malchut, and Ein Sof shines to the entire Asiyah through Malchut. This is the meaning of upper Ima nesting in the chair, and the middle pillar nesting in Yetzirah, and Malchut nesting in Asiyah.
That's already the words from the Zohar in the end. That's not important right now. We also don't have any addition here because he's continuing the same direction, the way the light comes from above and clothes into the world. So what does Kiev want?
It's here that all these degrees are described as another masach and being added there.
That Malchut, yeah.
So how does it work if it's all a calculation in relation to the Malchut? We say that the light first comes to Keter.
The light doesn't come to Keter Chokhmah or anything. If from below there's no receiver, so the light doesn't appear in the worlds. Only when below there is a receiver, and he appears with a restriction screen reflected light, so then from above, all the degrees come out to that specific receiver. And if there is no receiver, there's no light throughout all the worlds. Everything is closed in Ein Sof.
Okay, so how does Malchut make it so, like he says here, that the light, in order for it to shine in Yetzirah, how does the Malchut do it?
If a person that is in Malchut, and he always is in Malchut, if he has a way to put a screen that can shine in the world of Yetzirah, so in his screen, he invites that upper light, and the upper light appears, comes to its screen, and then by that screen can clothe and fill the world of Yetzirah.
So, it's unclear. Where is the Malchut in the world of Yetzirah here? I thought that the Malchut needs to adjust itself eventually to the Yetzirah.
No, it's not to our point. The more there's coarseness in a person, if we're speaking about our attainment, what you started from a person. If that person has coarseness and he can work with it, let's say if it suits the degree of the world of Yetzirah, so he invites light. Light is drawn to him, in other words, from above, and he performs a restriction on it, striking, coupling, and builds a potsuf. That potsuf is already on the degree of Yetzirah, because that person has coarseness, a force of attraction and a force of overcoming a screen that is suitable for the world of Yetzirah.
Я прошу прощения, но тут же он описывает систему нисхождения, как бы.
Sorry, but what he's describing here is the system that cascades from above down. First Bria, then.
Here he's explaining to you that there's no man here, but only how the lights expand through the systems. As if nobody activating them. That if somebody does activate them, this is how they would expand. But without somebody being there, they won't expand. Everything comes from Ein Sof and remains in Ein Sof until someone draws it. Next.
אנחנו ממשיכים באות
גימל.
כן. אות גימל קראנו שוב או דלת?
Item 4. The coupling by striking to elicit the 10 spherot of Atzilut was made in the world of Vak, above Atzilut, and the screen of phase 3, which is the level of Chochmah. Indeed, to improve your understanding, know that the verse says, you have made them all in wisdom. It means that in Tzilut, the light of Ein Sof is clothed in Chochmah, and through it, it shines in all of Tzilut. The wisdom shall be clarified to you from what I had let you know, that for one higher than the high watches, etc., and there are several worlds above Atzilut, and in that Chokhmah that there is above Atzilut, Ein Sof clothes within it and shines in Atzilut.
Meaning above the world of Atzilut, there's some kind of world, we call it Olam Adam Kadmon, that there are many such things that we can't talk about them because we don't have attainment in the world of Ak. But everything that's accepted in the world of Atzilut, which is the world of Chochmah, so it comes from Adam Kadmon. Next.
Inner light, item 3. In Atzilut, the light of Ein Sof clothes in Chochmah. This has already been explained. However, that does not mean that when the world of Atzilut was emanated, it received the level of Chochmah immediately. This is because the smaller levels were emanated there first, called conception and suckling. Rather, it refers to the highest level that finally emerged there in Arichanpin, which is in fact the level of Chochmah, lacking the Keto.
He gives us here an explanation that we don't really understand. What is he trying to say? The world of Atzilut starts from Chochmah. The Keter remains in Ak before it. So we start counting, supposedly, according to numbers, we start counting from the level of Chochmah. And again, don't get confused that when I put an adult and next to him a child, and the child is less with a head than the adult. So I don't say the small person doesn't have a head. But that's his height. Same thing here. When we say that the world of Atzilut starts from Chochmah, it's not that it doesn't have a Keter. Of course, it has all 10 Sfirot, but towards the upper world above it, it's considered supposedly that it doesn't have the Rosh, the Keter. Next.
Inner light, item 4, how many worlds are there above Atzilut? It has been explained above that all the innumerous worlds that exist prior to Atzilut are all included in the name Adam Kadmon, or the world of Keto.
So in the higher degree, all the degrees exist, what comes out of it downward, but there it's in a way that it's all compressed.
Next.
The Chochmah that is above the Atzilut. Item 5. You already know about the diminution of the reflected light that comes because of the refinement of the level of the coarseness in the screen. You can therefore see that after the world of Ak has been completed over the clothing in reflected light of its screen of phase 4, that screen was refined to phase 3 for the above reason in inner observation. This does not mean that there was a change in the screen of phase 4 in the world of Ak itself, because there is no absence in spirituality instead. Any change denotes an addition, for by the refinement of phase 3, a new screen of phase 3 was added and born, and the upper light promptly spreads to it for a coupling by striking, raising reflected light from the screen upward to the level of Chochmah. This is called a new clothing in the world of Ak, meaning clothing the light of Ein Sof in Chochmah. However, this new clothing is not required for itself, but only for the world of Atzilut. The above screen of phase 3, whose reflected light rose from the place of the screen upward, closed the light of Ein Sof up to the level of Chochmah. Consequently, all 10 Sfirot above the screen return and descend from the place of the screen downward. This is regarded as the screen and Malchut expanding from her downward to the 10 Sfirot because of the reflected light that is drawn to it once more from above. Thus, Malchut expands to 10 Sfirot of reflected light that arose from the screen of phase 3 from above, meaning in the level of Chochmah, and they are the ones called 10 Sfirot of Atzilut. The Ari writes, and in that Chochmah above Atzilut, there inside Ein Sof clothes and it shines in Atzilut. He wishes to say that this coupling by striking on the screen of phase 3 had to be in the world of Ak, above Atzilut, because the screen of phase 3 is but a refinement from phase 4, and phase 4 is in the world of Ak. Thus, The refinement and the coupling by striking had to be in the world of Ak above Atzilut. After Ein Sof clothed there in the reflected light that rose up from the screen, the ten sefirot of Atzilut descended and extended from the place of the screen downward.
Yeah.
Tof.
Okay.
Namshir, Dudy, namshir.
Let's keep going, Dudy.
Ot A, Divrei Ari.
Lo, Ot A is anachnu lo natkil.
Item 5.
Vemet.
No, 5 we shouldn't start.
Chadash vegadol.
It's something new and it's long.
אני רק רוצה להגיד ש...
I just want to say that... Don't be despaired if you don't understand something or you don't have anything to ask about. You see how Baal HaSulam writes about things he already wrote about before and he repeats them again. And it was all written kind of freely. It's because this is not how we reach spiritual knowledge. Only from connecting, and the upper light can finally come and build it in us. And not that we learn about it. Not the wise who studies, as we say. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's a spiritual wisdom. It's not that we can learn through our minds. We only need the mind in order to organize things. But afterwards, all the studies is only in the will to bestow that we want to develop. Okay? PT 33.
So what's the difference in the couplings of strikings in the worlds or in the Pertsufim?
No difference, it's the same thing. Kiev 1. You don't want?
Okay. А как вообще каббалист постигает вот эти вот ступени, то есть как последовательно?
How does a Kabbalist attain these degrees? Are these gradual actions?
No, a Kabbalist that prepares his vessels of bestowal afterwards, when he hears about all kinds of things, so he already understands it in those vessels, in the vessels, in his spiritual vessels of reception. And there's no problem in that. That's why he relates to all things in creation, not from below upward or above downward, but in a way that his eyes open and he understands a bit more in each and everything. Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вы неделю или две назад объясняли, что желание...
A week or two ago you explained that the desire on the degree of Dalet, the fourth degree, is the strongest desire.
It's the biggest coarseness, and if there's a restriction, screen and reflected light upon it, they would be the greatest too. And then a person with that reflected light can reach the degree of Keter.
А вот это желание уровня Далет, оно называется?
The desire from the fourth degree. That's how it's called before the Tzimtzum too?
Yes, the degrees of coarseness we learn about in the world of Ein Sof before the restriction, root 1, 2, 3, 4. It's degrees, and then comes Malchut that gets an impression from all those degrees. And then in Malchut 2, there are degrees of coarseness, root 1, 2, 3, 4. Which is already coarseness, the will to receive.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот у нас в течение дня есть желания какие-то относительно внешних.
During the day, we have different desires in relation to the external world, in relation to the world, to the ten. Is it an example? Is there some example for the fourth phase?
A spiritual desire you don't have, not for phase four, not for the root, for no desire. The corporeal desire, you can't weigh it towards those degrees because it's desires for this world, not for the upper light, not for pleasure that comes from above, from the Creator. That's why we can't, until we don't acquire spiritual desire with a restriction and screen, we can't scrutinize that desire. We don't have spiritual desires.
То есть пока мы не сделали экран, то нет у нас даже самого маленького.
So until we build a screen, we don't even have the smallest desire.
Not a screen until we don't perform the restriction, even the restriction.
Так, вот, да, вот как раз об этом вопрос самый интересный. Ну неужели мы в течение дня?
So this is exactly the what the question's about.
Неужели это не как?
During the day, instead of being engaged in something else, you're engaged with the ten. Isn't that a kind of restriction? Because you said that we need to replace one desire for another.
No, the fact that we prefer dealing with spirituality instead of corporeality, that's one thing. But that we want to be above our will to receive and the will to bestow, that's something completely different. I go from this life, whether studying in the 10, because that's where I want to receive more. I hope I'll succeed more, that there I can gain more. That's why I'm still in the will to receive. When I'll learn the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to reach from the desire to bestow connection above me, so according to my tendencies, according to my efforts, I'll receive from above the light that reforms, and it will bestow upon me and give me an opportunity to rise above my ego. And then, wherever I'll be, that'll be called the upper world, the spiritual world.
Последнее. Как, если я не знаю вообще, я не
могу
проверить? Я проверяю и вижу, что я
не знаю. If I don't know, and I can't check it in any way, and then I check and I see that I don't know, that whether I'll have something in the next world, I have faith in the Kabbalists and Rav. If I don't know it in practice, why does it actually mean? Why is it still considered for myself?
You're an egoist, like all of us, and still, until you don't understand where you are, so accept it that you're still in your egoistic desire. But you're really advancing. You're advancing. So everything's before you. And the first degree is the most difficult.
Kasha.
It's difficult. Yep. We have to keep going and keep going until it really works. That's what all the Kabbalists works about, talk right about. Everyone suffered it, everyone went through it, and everyone attained. Bhatia 3.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Я извиняюсь за вопрос, но получается вот такой вопрос. Какая самостоятельность есть в Малхут задействовать Высшую?
What kind of independence does the Malchut have in activating the upper force and all the worlds? The Malchut, it's like an upshoot of the upper light. So who comes first? The chick, the egg or the chicken?
Obviously the upper light comes from the Creator and it carries inside it a seed of the desire, and it develops that seed of that desire more and more and more until it develops the desire entirely, and then it's called that it built the Malchut. The will to receive for himself what started in the Keter, and in that way the connection between Malchut and Keter, and then Malchut can adapt itself to Keter, make a restriction, wants to attain the Keter. That's called that it develops reflected light and so on. That's how it happens. That's it.
As Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Э, Эн Москов секс, ютер, беседер.
No more Moscow sex.
Вопрос, но я хотел бы добавить. Выходит, что Кетер создает Малхут. С одной стороны, с другой стороны,
потом... It follows that the Keter builds the Malchut on the one hand, and on the other hand, like, lets it be for it to choose on its own.
Of course, Keter supplies Malchut with everything in order to build the Malchut. Then when Malchut restricts itself and reflects the light, so it starts working freely, and Keter follows it. Volga.
Volga.
Раф, если можно так спросить, какая связь, есть ли связь и какая связь критики с сокращением?
Is there a connection between criticism and restriction? Is there a connection?
That's nothing. It's all under the philosophy and psychology. Restriction means that a person from above, gets a special force that can close his will to receive and work with the desire to bestow. That's it. So we...
Ну, в результате чего должно свыше прийти ко мне эта сила сокращения?
As a result of what should that force of restriction come from above?
A result of your great will to receive, of your request. That's it. As a result of your request. And in this we will end.
Recorded shows for today, 10 a.m., the news with Dr. Lightman, 10:30, writers meeting. All the best.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. Nous arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arrivons.